Na Radio Wave posloucháte dnešní prodlouženou a tím speciální odpolední session, kterou jsme prodloužili z jednoho jediného důvodu a tím je dnešní host. Dnešním hostem je Franz Teichler, čili frontman kapely The Young Gods. Hello, nice to meet you here.
Hello, nice to meet you too.
Zároveň je ve studiu Zuzka Mihályková, která vám zprostředkuje tlumočení, abychom mohli vám, kteří anglicky nerozumíte, taky poskytnout všechny informace o novém albu, které se jmenuje Knock on Wood od The Young Gods a zároveň o dnešním vystoupení na Sázava Festu, které by mělo podle line-upu začít v 11 hodin večer v Kácově. Pojďme rovnou k tomu novému albu. Jak došlo k tomu, že Knock on Wood je akustické album a jsou to nové songy nebo staré nebo nové verze starých písniček?
So let's talk first about the current album Knock on Wood. How come that it's acoustic or acoustic and the songs are these new songs or are these acoustic versions of older songs?
So I'll answer to the second question mm-hmm. first. It's new versions of songs that existed before. We took in the repertoire here and there, and what was actually possible to play acoustic, we chose. No new songs except some cover versions. Three cover versions and one on the DVD. So why this acoustic project? Basically, the story started because a magazine from Zurich wanted to do a special edition on The Young Gods, and at the end it became a book with a CD in the form of a diary. We collected things we were writing on the road or in studio during last year, and we gave them a lot of material, and then they did some nice graphic layout, and it's more of an object. It's not like the story of a band or something like this, but it's a nice object, and they asked us to do a special event for the release of the book, and they asked us to do actually a whole acoustic set. So we had in the past maybe four or five songs that sometimes we were playing in radios or as encores sometimes in shows, and we thought, okay, we get four or five, maybe we should work on another six, you know, and do a whole repertoire just for the challenge, basically. And we like to do this very much, and we actually also were helped by a fourth member, so that helped a lot the project to be done very fast. And because we liked it very much, at the end we started touring this specifically in Switzerland first, and it became obvious that we wanted to have a trace of that. So we recorded some live shows and went to the studio to record it. Mm-hmm.
Dobre, takže ja teraz preložím v podstate, že ide o to CDčko, že sú to nové verzie starších skladieb a sú tam aj tri verzie, konkrétne jedna na DVDčku. No a celkovo vlastne ako to vzniklo, tak jeden magazín ako Curichu ich požiadal, že chce vydať číslo tohto magazínu, ktoré bude venované špeciálne im, ale a vlastne ich požiadali, aby im teda napísali nejaké tie zápisy, či už na turné, nie je to príbeh tej skupiny. No a nakoniec to tak dopadlo, že z toho bola celá knižka a vlastne aj ten magazín od nich chcel, že pri tom vydaní, že aby odohrali nejaký ten špeciálny koncert a chceli, aby to bolo akustické. Oni mali tak repertoáry, tak 4-5 skladieb, ktoré hrávali v rádiách alebo ako prídavok na koncertoch, no ale tak toho zobrali ako výzvu a jednoducho hľadali nejaké skladby, ktoré sú možné vôbec zahrať akusticky, a nakoniec im pomohol aj štvrtý člen, ako ďaká k nemu to išlo aj pomerne rýchlo, a tak sa im to zapáčilo, že si povedali, že chcú, aby to bolo aj nejak tak zaznamenané, a dali sa aj na turné s týmto albumom, a aj preto vyšiel ten celý album.
Vy jste původně kytarista, pak kapela se věnovala hlavně elektronice. Došlo teď k nějakému posunu třeba v instrumentálních dovednostech díky té výzvě, díky tomu, že se začalo nahrávat akusticky?
Mm-hmm. So formerly you are a guitarist and then you were dedicated to electronic music maybe as a group and when you now you are playing acoustic. So are there you do notice any like improvements in your maybe style or guitar skills?
Well, you know, every time you try something new, it challenges yourself and you learn a lot of things. Before the Young Gods, I was playing guitar. I studied many years, like 12 years, classical guitar. And then I choose electric guitar because I wanted to be in a rock band and started the whole Young Gods thing, you know. So it was kind of a hard choice because I really enjoyed classical guitar. But also, I had my cliches, my limitations with the guitar. So actually, when I started the Young Gods, I stopped playing guitar. I was so amazed about what you could do with sampling and you know, electronics that I didn't want to play guitar anymore. So I like to describe the Young Gods as one of the first rock band without guitars because everything was sampled, you know. So, you know, this is still the main thing, I think. The Young Gods is kind of a electronic rock band, likes to play loud, likes to create atmospheres and mix with psychedelism elements and punk elements and all that stuff. But once in a while, we like to do other projects because it's always good to challenge yourself and to, you know, rethink a formula or change things, you know, and you always learn a lot doing this. So this acoustic project is been going on now since the end of 2006, and it's probably going to go on maybe another, you know, it's maybe not going to stop, but that's, I mean, it's like we like the loud thing as well, you know, we always go back to rock and for example, tonight it's going to be the real Young Gods rock electronic concert, you know, the mm-hmm. wall of sound and so on.
Mm-hmm. Takže v podstate, čo sa týka jeho hrania na gitare, tak sa tomu venoval 12 rokov tým, že študoval tú klasickú skôr gitaru, lenže potom samozrejme, keďže chcel byť rockovej skupine, tak prešiel na tú elektrickú, ale zrovna tedy, keď založil vlastne Angac, tak si tak uvedomil, že predsa len má nejaké tie limity v tom svojom hraní a skôr sa prestal hrať a skôr sa zameral na tú elektroniku a na rôzny sampling, čo ho naozaj fascinovalo a v podstate rád tvrdí o Angac, že je to prvá rocková skupina bez gitár a vlastne všetko sú to sample a vlastne môžete pozorovať ako tej hudbe nejaké tie psychedelické alebo punkové elementy, ale čo sa týka tohto akustického projektu, tak v podstate tvrdí, že každá skupina alebo každý umelec vždy teda chce vyskúšať aj niečo nové, sú to nejaké výzvy a v podstate preto sú aj radi sa venujú tomuto projektu, ktorý už funguje od konca roku 2006, no ale samozrejme zároveň sa aj radi vracajú k tomu naozaj takému rokovému štýlu a napríklad dnes večer na Sázave to bude hlavne o tom, že Young Gods plnej sile.
Tu desku, o které mluvíme, to znamená Knock on Wood, otevírá skladba Our House. Tu si teď můžete na úvod dnešního rozhovoru po prvním mluveném bloku taky poslechnout. A připomínám, že pokud máte otázky, můžete je posílat přes ICQ s číslem 244-238-260 a s nickem Radio Wave. Tohle byla asi nejvíc šansonová záležitost z celé desky, předpokládám.
Well, probably this was the most chanson-like song from the album.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Rozhodně ano.
Znáte něco dalšího z toho, co je na line-upu festivalu Sázava Fest? Víte, v jakém kontextu se vlastně dneska večer ocitnete?
Mm-hmm. So, have you had a look at the line-up or do you know any of the names from the festival, from Sázava Fest? Do you know what with other what kind of bands you are going to play? Maybe on one stage?
There's a lot of band I don't know, actually. Mm-hmm. I noticed Sister Bliss, I noticed Transglobal Underground, but on today, I think that's maybe the only one I know.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So it's going to be a big surprise. I mean, you have good festivals here. I mean, last year we played Trutnov,
mm-hmm.
which was really crazy, I thought. You know, I was surprised because it's like a kind of massive and it's I mean, you get there with the car, you go across the audience, and then you get into this house, and it was amazing. I really enjoyed it, but I didn't know anybody else who was playing there. But it was a massive crowd as well, so I'm looking forward for tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Takže v podstate, čo sa týka tých skupín, tak veľa z nich nepozná, tak možno Sister Bliss alebo Transible a Underground mu niečo hovoria, ale rozhodne to ako bude pre ňo zaujímavé a aj prekvapenia. Myslí si o českých festivaloch, že tu máme naozaj akože dobré. Minulý rok hrali Trutnove a bolo to naozaj pre ňoho prekvapenie, že veľa skupín nepoznal, ale publikum bolo naozaj masívne, že bolo tam veľa ľudí a naozaj bol z toho prekvapený a bolo to skvelé.
Tu akustickou verzi, kterou jsme vám ostatně i dneska hráli a na ukázku jednu ještě minimálně dojde, si budete moct poslechnout na podzimních koncertech, které jsou, myslím, naplánované do Prahy a do Brna na tyhle dvě místa. A moje další otázka se bude týkat tvorby následující. Ohlásili jste vlastně spolupráci s kvartetem, s Mičcovým. Znamená to, že ten ústup od industriálního zvuku bude pokračovat?
Well, you announced maybe some cooperation with string quartet.
Mm-hmm.
Is your going away from the industrial sound continuing, or is it again something new?
It's everything mm-hmm. happens by actually that was again a command work for a festival. We wanted to do a collaboration with the string quartet, and we're gonna do it two or three times this year again, and it's just I look at it as experiences, you know. Again, the more you experience things, the more you learn things, and in 2005 we did once a collaboration with the whole orchestra, and this was also something quite difficult but quite interesting. It's easier with the string quartet, I can tell you for sure. But yes, it's going to be experiences, yes, but we don't go away from the electric sound so far. You know, I think once you do that kind of stuff after, like for example, now we've been, as I told you before, doing this since the end of 2006, mm-hmm. we really want to go back to something loud again, and, you know, it's just take the opportunity to experiment.
Mm-hmm. Takže čo sa týka tohto, tak v podstate je to opäť nová skúsenosť a plánujú ešte tento rok odohrať s týmto Slačikovým orchestrom ešte tak 2-3 koncerty a v podstate roku 2005 už odohrali aj koncert s celým orchestrom a teda tvrdí, že s týmito iba so Slačikovým orchestrom to bude rozhodne ľahšie. No a bolo to je to ťažké, ale zároveň aj zaujímavé a v podstate to berie tak, že každá nová skúsenosť je na niečo dobrá a na všetkom sa učia a rozhodne sa tomu nevyhýbajú a rozhodne sa nemieňa nejak, že nejak opustiť ten svoj, ten taký možno ťažký sound, by sa dalo povedať, alebo takže tomu sa mieňa stále vrácať.
Spolupráce se symfonickými orchestry je skutečně docela komplikovaná věc. Spousta kapel má u mě osobně tu pověst, že tím hodně ustoupili ze své autenticity, ať už to byly Metallica nebo spousta dalších, kteří spolupracovali se symfoniáky. Je nějaký způsob, jak to udělat, tuhle spolupráci, a nestratit vlastní autenticitu?
Mm-hmm. So some bands, when they play with these orchestras, the whole orchestra, for example, like Metallica, as we mentioned, they lose something from the face of the music or the authenticity. Mm-hmm. Is there a way how to do it, how to play with the orchestra and not to lose this maybe face or the
I think, music? Well, it's hard to say because we have only one experience, but I think it depends on how you want it to sound. You know, if I can imagine, I haven't seen the thing with Metallica, but I think it's massive. And anyway, Metallica is massive, so I can expect that it's going to be very massive, mm-hmm. operatic, and you know, like. But that's not what we tried to do. Anyway, our orchestra was smaller than one of Metallica. We had like 35 people, and they had probably 85 or I don't know, something crazy, more than a huge symphonic. So basically it depends on what you want to do as a music, if you want to impress people or if you want to try to find your way and do something together with the orchestra. So but for sure it was a hard experience, because playing with an orchestra is confronting two different worlds, an academic world and our world, which is, you know, more free. For example, you know, sometimes when we play live, the structures doesn't really matter anymore. We make it longer here or shorter here. You can't do this with an orchestra because everything is written down, and if you go away from even one bar, then the whole orchestra is just like, they don't know what to play anymore. They just, they freak out, you know. So you have to really concentrate and be there in a different way. So it's kind of tough, but it's something I would love to do it again anyway, you know, because it develops another way to hear people, and it's again something, yeah, it's fantastic. Definitely.
Takže v podstate, čo sa týka Metalliky, tak to nevidel, ale nevie to ani veľmi tak posúdiť, že ako sa nejak, čo sa pýta, že ako si pýtal, že ako sa zachovať tú a vlastne tú svoju vlastnú tvár, ako majú iba jednu skúsenosť a oproti Metallike myslím, že majú menší ten orchester, mal asi iba 35 ľudí, ale záleží jej aj na tom, že o čo vlastne tej skupine ide, že či chcú jednoducho urobiť dojem na tých ľudí, alebo ísť nejakou tou vlastnou cestou, a v podstate ide o konfrontovanie predsa len dvoch rôznych vecí, toho akademického sveta alebo akademického prístupu hudbe a zároveň toho takého rokovejšieho, voľnejšieho prístupu. Predsa len oni, keď si hrajú, ako skladajú, tak sa tá ich štruktúra je taká voľnejšia, niečo si zahrajú dlhšie, niečo kratšie, ale ako náhle sa nedržíte pri tom orchestre nejakých tých pravidiel, tak potom ten orchester ma povie, že to tak toto teda nebudem hrať alebo neviem, ako to zahrať, a v podstate to tak uzavrel, že bol to naozaj že skvelý zážitok a rozhodne by to urobil ešte raz.
Český rozhlas 4. Radio
Wave. Za chvíli si pustíme ještě jednu poslední ukázku od Young Guts a to bude písnička Gasoline Man. Je tam nějaká přímá americká inspirace, protože to zní tak až lehce motorkářsky. Byl to záměr?
Well, this song called Gasoline Man, it sounds like maybe it's like a motorcycle song. Is there any American inspiration?
Well, the original song is very inspired by ZZ Top, but sampled guitars and like preciseness inspired by Kraftwerk. So we used to say when we released that song that it was some kind of a mixture between ZZ Top and Kraftwerk, you know, because it's so precise and done with sequences, and it's like guitars, slide guitars and stuff like this. So that's the inspiration. Now the inspiration from the song itself is about love. Like if you have a certain amount of gasoline, which would represent love, you know, and sometimes you have to put it into your engine, and you cannot put it in two different engines. Like, I mean, if you have your passion or you have your relationship, or the song is about that, you know, how much gasoline you have, if you have, you know, for yourself or for two people, or that's what the whole song is about.
Mm-hmm. Takže v podstate, čo sa týka originál tejto pesničky, alebo tak pôvodne tá inšpirácia bola vďaka skupine alebo skupine ZZ Top, ale potom, keď už tam dali nejaké tie sample, tak tam sa inšpirovali skôr Kraftwerk, skupinou Kraftwerk, a je to taká mix, že predsa len to bolo také precízne. No a tá pesnička tak celkovo je v podstate, že ten gasolín alebo ten benzín je v podstate ako keby láska, a že vy sa musíte teda rozhodnúť, či máte dostatok benzínu, že iba pre jedno to auto, alebo či aj pre nejaké druhé, takže to skôr taká tá metafora.
Tím sme sa dostali k tématům a i k textům. Zajímá vás třeba násilí ako téma pro texty?
When we are talking about the lyrics, what about the topic of violence? Is it interesting for you or...
Violence? Mm-hmm. Well, of course, no, especially probably nowadays, you know, definitely. The record we released last year, Super Ready, was about violence a lot, you know, like how do you deal with violence, how do you how, you know, I think our society at the moment globally is making violence casual, like if it's part of every day's behavior, and I think it's kind of scary because we kind of put violent thing in everything, in advertisement, in you know, it's getting something of every day, and I think there's a lot of question marks you can ask yourself as a person. How do you situate yourself with this? How do you tolerate? How do you react? You know, I think lots of people just don't react anymore. They think you can do nothing about it, you know, and you know, we get so much information from all around the world, violence here, violence there, and it's kind of a, I would say, pretty tough times, you know, when you look around with like immigration, economic problems, people dying all around the globe, or you know, all those wars, everything, you know, we get feed, you know, with news every day about that, and how, yeah, the question is how, what you do about it, you know, what you do against violence every day, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes, you know, I'm a kind of a idealistic person, and I think music can trigger some feelings that go against violence, you know. Even if the music's violent, it doesn't mean that the content is violent. I think the music can trigger deep soul messages, which, well, that's what we try to do with the Young Gods, which are against this violence anyway.
Takže čo sa týka toho násilia, tak v podstate áno, v súčasnosti v podstate globálne dá sa povedať, že tá spoločnosť už považuje to násilie za bežné. Minulý rok vydali album Super Ready, kde sa práve touto tematikou zaoberajú, a v podstate otázka je, že ako s tým človek bude vlastne narábať, ako na to zareaguje, že v podstate to násilie naozaj už súčasťou každodenného života, vidíme to v reklame a ľudia už na to veľmi nereagujú, že je to samozrejme a nedá sa s tým nič urobiť. A v podstate ten človek si musí akože sám položiť nejaké tie otázniky, že čo, ako sa k tomu postaví, a že naozaj, že teraz už máme, sú to v podstate ťažké časy tieto súčasné, že sú problém emigrácia, ekonomické problémy a ľudia zomierajú po celom svete, a v podstate on seba označil ako za idealistu s tým, že si myslí, že hudba môže odštartovať niečo proti tomu násiliu, aj keď je tá hudba samotná násilná možno, tak to ešte neznamená, že je to vyslovene za to násilie, že dôležitý ten obsah, ktorý je vlastne proti.
Vypadalo by to, že končíme vážným a veľkým tématem, a nicméně my skončíme dalším songem od Young Gods, a konkrétně tím, na který jsem se před chvílí ptal, písničkou Gasoline Man, což je čtyřka z nového alba Young Gods Knock on Wood. Thank you for coming here.
You're
thank
welcome.
For your
thank
answers.
Thank you for having me.
Hostem odpolední session dneska speciálně protažené byl Franz Teichler, i proto, že jsme vás zvali na dnešní, ale nikoli akustický, večerní koncert v Kácově v rámci Sázova festu. Zuzce Mihálekové díky za tlumočení, a tady už se rozjíždí Gasoline Man.